Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Henry Cotto. Batting second. The second baseman, Tom Verizer. Batting third. The left fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Keith Moreland. Batting fifth. The catcher, Jody Davis. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Say. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Gary Woods. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dennis Eckersley. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dennis Eckersley. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Doran. Batting second. The shortstop, Craig Reynolds. Batting third. The third baseman, Denny Walling. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jose Cruz. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jerry Mumphrey. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Terry Pohl. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mark Bailey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Knepper. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Bob Knepper. And now, play ball. Henry Cotto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotto hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walling fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is hit by the pitch. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walling juggles the ball. That's an error on Walling. Verizer moves to second. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Verizer moves to third. Matthews moves to second. Two outs. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is walked intentionally. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Verizer scores. Matthews scores. Davis moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Cubs. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doran hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verizer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Denny Walling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verizer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowa fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Bowa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowa strikes out. One out. Dennis Eckersley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eckersley strikes out. Two outs. Henry Cotto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotto is 0-for-1 in the game. Cotto hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Verizer hits a fly ball into left field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poll hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cabell moves to second. Two outs. Mark Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Bob Knepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knepper hits a pop-up towards short. Bauer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-1 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walling fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-1 in the game. Moreland hits a fly ball into right field. Paul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a pop-up towards third. Walling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doran is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Doran hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Denny Walling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walling is 0-1 in the game. Walling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Say hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walling fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-1 in the game. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walling fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-1 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dennis Eckersley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eckersley is 0-1 in the game. Eckersley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-1 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eckersley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 0-for-1 in the game. Mumphrey takes first base on ball 4. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cabell hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Pohl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mumphrey. The throw from Davis and he is safe. Mumphrey steals second. Terry Pohl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pohl is 0-for-1 in the game. Pohl hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mumphrey scores. Pohl moves to second. It's 2-1, Cubs. Mark Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pohl scores. It's Cubs, 2, Astros, 2. Bob Knepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knepper is 0-for-1 in the game. Knepper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bailey moves to second. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Doran hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eckersley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Henry Cotto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotto is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cotto hits a pop-up towards third. Walling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-2 in the game. Matthews hits a pop-up towards first. Cabell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Denny Walling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walling is 0-for-2 in the game. Walling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-2 in the game. Cruz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-2 in the game. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Say strikes out. Two outs. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-2 in the game. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cabell strikes out. One out. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poll is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Poll hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verizer misplays the ball. That's an error on Verizer. Mumphrey moves to second. Mark Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mumphrey moves to third. Poll moves to second. Bob Knepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knepper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Knepper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Moreland fields it, throws to home for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knepper fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dennis Eckersley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eckersley is 0-for-2 in the game. Eckersley strikes out. Two outs. Henry Cotto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotto is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cotto hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doran is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Doran hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cotto who is chasing the ball. Doran reaches third base with a triple. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Walling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walling is 0-for-3 in the game. Walling hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Doran tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Astros. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-3 in the game. Cruz hits a fly ball into center field. Cotto settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Verizer takes first base on ball 4. Dave Owen pinch runs for Tom Verizer. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-3 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Owen moves to second. Bill Dawley now pitching. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-3 in the game. Moreland hits a fly ball into right field. Paul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Paul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Say hits a fly ball into left field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Cubs 2. The Astros will come to bat. Dave Owen now playing second base. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cabell bunts towards the mound. Eckersley juggles the ball. That's an error on Eckersley. Mumphrey moves to third. Cabell moves to second. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poll is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Poll is walked intentionally. Mark Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cotto. Bailey reaches second base with a double. Cotto throws the ball into Davis, who tags Bailey trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Mumphrey scores. Cabell scores. Poll moves to third. One out. It's 5-2, Astros. Bill Dolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dolly hits a pop-up towards first. Moreland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doran is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Doran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Owen misplays the ball. That's an error on Owen. Poll scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Astros. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-4 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Owen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-3 in the game. Woods hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thad Bosley pinch hits for Larry Bowa. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Woods moves to second. One out. Jay Johnstone pinch hits for Dennis Eckersley. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Henry Cotto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotto is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cotto takes first base on ball 4. Leon Durham pinch hits for Dave Owen. Frank DiPino now pitching. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.